people, real radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR. Truth Frequency Radio.
Hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. This is Red Pill Reports. Of course, today is the 15th day of January 2015. We are live right now, just like we are every day, Monday through Friday. We do a two-hour show every day. In case you guys are just brand new to the program and tuning in, usually what we do is we go over all the news from around the world for the first hour, and then we bring in a very special guest for the second hour. Today will be an amazing guest, I gotta say. I'll tell you what, this week is shaping up to be a week of my favorite guests right now. I'm not sure how Fletch is pulling all this off, but the guest lineup this week has just been phenomenal. Today we're gonna have Deborah Tavares on the show. Those of you guys who don't know Deborah, first of all, I'll give you a heads up. Get a pad of paper and a pen or a pencil ready when she comes on, because she is very well documented, and I imagine she's going to be telling you guys a lot of things that you're going to want to go look up to validate. But I have to tell you, Deborah Tavares, is probably at the forefront when it comes to investigating this whole Agenda 21 and the encroachment on our lives and all the different control mechanisms that are being put in place around us. And she's also probably the most documented when it comes to that research. There's nobody that I would trust more with just telling me something flat out, because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Deborah Tavares has looked into the details and can corroborate everything that she is saying. So again, real excited to have Deborah joining us back on the show again today. So if you guys are new to Deborah Tavares' information, I'm telling you what, strap in, because it's a big deal. The things that she's talking about, going to want to write them down. And then tomorrow, Gary Milievsky is going to be on the show. Very, very poignant in terms of timing, given the continued exploitation of France's tragedy in the terms of new cybersecurity measures. There's been a new announcement coming out of the EU that they want to build an EU-based security intelligence system, or like a GCHQ or an NSA that would encompass all of the EU. I thought that was called Interpol, but maybe I'm mistaken and missing something here. Anyways, so that exploitation is continuing, and so one of the major fights, the battle that we're obviously going to see here coming down the pike, is the fight against encrypted technology and the ability to protect your privacy. So Gary Milievsky on the show tomorrow, I'm sure we'll be talking quite a bit about that. I agree. Someone in the chat room suggesting we have a great team. Oh, those of you guys who are joining us in the chat room, thank you very much. I love the interaction. It doesn't seem to be very active right now. I know it's early in the morning and it's only a Thursday, guys, or as I like to call it, Friday evening. But get into the chat room. Help me do the show. Help me know what you guys want to hear about. That's the only way we make this whole thing better, is the interaction. And I'll try my best at opening up the phone lines later on in the day. So if you guys have questions for Deborah or myself, that will be a very good way to do that. But again, chat room is open. If you're listening live at Truth Frequency, you can open up the chat room, listen to the show, and participate in real time. And I love it when people do that, because it gives me an opportunity to talk to people kind of while we're doing the show. Nice interactive format here. Anyway, lots and lots of news to cover today. I realize I didn't talk too much about the economy yesterday in the news segment, because obviously Ken Shorjan was on the show, and we covered the economy at great depth. So if you missed any of those economic insights, I would highly recommend going back and downloading that show from yesterday. So what else is going on? Obviously, bringing up the economy right now, some sharp moves over the last 24 hours in both oil and gold. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, or probably in the second news segment today. And the FBI has apparently foiled a plot against House Speaker Boehner. And you're not going to believe the details because it's absolutely hilarious. Not just the part that, you know, Boehner survived, but the ancillary details around the gentleman who tried to kill Mr. Boehner. Pretty funny stuff. So do stay tuned in the second news segment. I promise I'll get to all that. But let's jump into the national news, or the international news as it were, right now, because again, lots of stuff happening all the way around the world. Right now, a report coming out of France that at least 54 people have been arrested for hate speech and for making pro-extremist remarks in the last week. So France now has instructed prosecutors to quote-unquote crack down on those types of speech. So we just had a huge unity rally unifying everybody in the nation behind freedom of speech, but only in that one arena, because if you're pro the extremists now in France, you can be arrested. So kind of ironic, not really kind of ironic, I would actually say exceptionally ironic. But so authorities report that the arrests after several unity rallies had obviously taken place in Paris throughout France last Sunday. The rallies were reported as a collection of gestures promoting solidarity, supporting free speech, and confronting extremism. But the AP reported now that the Justice Ministry has laid out the legal basis for rounding up those who defend the Paris terror attacks, as well as those responsible for racist or anti-Semitic words or act, in a message to all French prosecutors and judges. So the cracking down on free speech is apparently continuing in Paris. I'm not saying I support people who would go onto social media and support necessarily the alleged action that took place in France. But at the same time, freedom of speech needs to be defended for everyone. That's kind of the whole concept of freedom of speech. I think Charlie Chaplin said it really well when he said that freedom of speech means you can run into a theater that's on fire and yell theater, or something like that. You can yell into a crowded fire and yell theater. That's what Charlie Chaplin said about freedom of speech, and I happen to agree with that. I think you should be allowed to say whatever you want to say, as long as you are not directly threatening, to hurt people or do anything like that, because obviously then you're violating other people's individual rights, and that's a big deal. But, going on Facebook and supporting your religion, not necessarily something I think you should be arrested for. But, hey, there you go. That's just what I'm saying. Let's see here. Another story coming out of Israeli news right now. This is kind of interesting. The Israeli news is suggesting, and they suggest that they have reports to validate this, that the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem is arming the Palestinian guards that work there. Okay, so the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem apparently is training a force of 35 Palestinians from East Jerusalem to serve as armed guards, particularly for consular trips to the West Bank's Area A, which is off limits to Israelis. And this is coming, as I said, in a report from the Israeli Daily Edition from just yesterday. This arrangement, if it's true, violates a 2011 agreement between Israel and the consulate, according to the Hebrew Daily stated, whereby only the IDF combat veterans would be authorized to carry arms as consulate guards. They go on to say that the consulate was authorized to keep roughly 100 handguns for security staff on condition that they be either American diplomats or Israeli Army veterans using those weapons. So additionally, Israeli guards at the consulate allege that the Palestinians were being trained with firearms in Jericho at a Palestinian preventative security base and in the United States. According to the regional security officer Dan Cronin, who is he's saying that Israeli guards are in effect setting up armed Palestinian militia inside of the consulate. They're being trained with weapons and Krav Maga and tactical driving. It's irresponsible, according to the Israeli guards, and who can guarantee that such weapons in the hands of Palestinians won't spread to terror. The U.S. consulate there denied that this allegation was true, and the U.S. consulate general in Jerusalem says they have full confidence in the professionalism of its staff And they says, goes on to say that they don't discuss the security of our diplomatic missions, but note that there are many inaccuracies in this story. So the consulate obviously saying, yeah, not so fast. They did not go on to actually detail what the alleged inconsistencies were, but there you go. So still things elevating between Israel and Palestine, unusual that, you know, the U.S. seems to be caught kind of right in the middle of all of that right now. Here's some more fallout and exploitation from the Hedbo thing. As I mentioned earlier, Italy Prime Minister now calling for an EU-wide intelligence agency after this Paris attack went down. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi called Friday for the European Union to have its own intelligence agency following the bloodiest attack on French soil in half a century. Italy's Interior Minister Angelo Alfani told Parliament early Friday that the government was working on fresh legislation that would target foreign fighters, and only four of the 53 would-be jihadists who would have traveled from or through Italy to join Islamic extremists in Syria and Iraq are thought to be Italian. This new law, similar to the new French anti-terror measures, would enable the Italian government to confiscate passports and would be aimed at homegrown terrorists, self-radicalizing and self-training, he said. So there's actually two laws right now. One, the inside of Italy, as they are moving to do similar things to what Britain and France has done in saying that we can confiscate passports from anybody that we feel like is going over to join ISIS or join with them in Syria to train or whatever, and then potentially might be coming back, but also now calling for an EU-wide intelligence agency. Again, problem, reaction, solution. Really makes you wonder what is going on there. Here's a report from Iraq saying that they have purchased $1 billion worth of rocket launchers and guns from Russia. Kind of makes you wonder where they got that money from. But on Sunday, the newspaper Vodomosti, quoted sources in the Russian defense industry sector saying that in Russia in 2014, they signed contracts to deliver a large batch of guns, rocket launchers, ammunition, and in the amount of $1 billion to Iraq. So according to the newspaper, the contracts were signed during the visit of the Iraqi military delegation headed by the Minister of Defense back in 2014 when he went to Russia. And these sources explained that Russia will supply Iraq two or three systems of rocket launchers, Grad, and a number of howitzers and a large number of mortars in addition to four rocket launchers and flamethrowers. There you go. More ties and more interesting to see. I wonder too how that transaction went down. If it was a trade for goods and oil and things like that, because you just gotta wonder what's going on as Russia starts to seems to be teaming up with Iran. Seems to be now obviously helping Iraq out. It's just very interesting what's going on over there. Bad news coming out of InfoWars today is that the Islamic State has apparently breached the Saudi borders. This is a long report done by Alexander Orlov, one of the good quality staff writers over there at InfoWars. Essentially what it's saying is that the northern borders of Saudi Arabia have been breached a couple of times, and it does appear now that ISIS is actively working to penetrate that border, and it's continuing its push towards Mecca there in Saudi Arabia. So what's Saudi Arabia's response going to be? Obviously, they're kind of fighting some budget deficits with the slide of oil, not nearly as dramatically as everyone else is, but obviously they're not prepared necessarily right now financially to deal with more incursions from ISIS or ISIL. So we'll keep an eye on what is going on there and how that affects oil, because obviously oil is a huge player right now. And following suit with that, Medvedev from Russia, he's the finance minister there in Russia. He essentially came out yesterday and said that Russia's oil and gas economy is in effect exhausted. So he's saying that Russia needs to reinvent its economic engine, as this current model does not offer appropriate sustainable growth or incentives. He also says that Russia's GDP does not match its capacity or its ambitions. So the Russian government will increase support for non-oil industries such as IT, nuclear, aviation, and space. So moving again, trying to get Russia back on track and to not be so dependent on oil prices that they are obviously having a lot of trouble controlling right now. And on Tuesday, the World Bank revised Russia's GDP forecast, predicting that the economy would shrink by about 2.9% in 2015, which is compared to a 0.0 I'm sorry, to a 0.7% contraction it expected in December. This compares to the central bank's doomsday scenario of a 4.5% contraction in 2015. So their new predictions a little bit down from their doomsday-ish prediction only a month ago, but still things not looking fantastic for Russia and the ruble right now. Interesting story coming out of Germany right now. Investigators have found a list reportedly compiled by BND, or a BND agent accused of working for the U.S., containing the names of names and aliases of 3,500 German intelligence employees, according to the Bild newspaper there in Germany. The 34-year-old, identified as Marcus R., who is an employee of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Agency, BND, was arrested by the country's federal prosecutor last July on suspicion of passing on information to a CIA contract. Investigators seized the hard drive containing the list during a search on his apartment. For months following the suspect's arrest, security specialists had trouble cracking into his laptop. The suspect reportedly communicated with his CIA handlers using a secure connection that opened up when he checked the weather on in New York during using a specially installed app, according to the local. The suspect, who had been working with the BND at Palach, is believed to have stolen the document back in 2011, according to the Bild. And the list contains the identities of employees working at the German embassies around the globe, in addition to those accompanying many missions in Afghanistan, Mali, Lebanon, and Sudan. BND agents stationed more troops are often tasked with identifying enemy targets and warning soldiers of possible attacks. The agency has some 6,500 employees. It remains unclear right now if Marcus R. has sold this particular document to any other intelligence agencies or agency around the world. However, the CIA allegedly paid Marcus $34,000 for 215 documents classified as top secret or confidential over the course of 2 years. Marcus R. had also attempted to contract the Russian consulate in Munich, offering to sell BND documents to them. The email, however, when he was making this offer, was intercepted by Germany's domestic intelligence service, who later used it to entrap Marcus. The suspect allegedly set up contact with American intelligence agencies by sending an email to the American embassy as well. So this guy probably going down, and probably going down pretty hard, but it's definitely concerning to the CIA right now that a list of all of its agents, as well as all the German agents with their aliases, could be out in the public right now. Definitely scary times if you work for either of those agencies. And another interesting story coming out of North Korea right now. North Korea on Tuesday offered to hold direct talks with the United States on its proposal to suspend nuclear tests, and suggested dialogue could pave the way to change on the Korean Peninsula there. The U.S. State Department has rejected Pyongyang's offer to suspend nuclear tests in exchange for a temporary freeze on the U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises, but it says it remains open to dialogue with Pyongyang. Of course, this is the second time in just a couple of weeks that Pyongyang has, Kim Jong-un has surprised the world by offering to have these high-level talks, first with South Korea and then now, of course, with the United States. They go on to say that by refusing to accept the proposal of the United States, by refusing to accept our proposal, the United States has once again shown that they will continue to increase their military capabilities in South Korea. So obviously right now we are still teamed up with South Korea. We're carrying out what we classify or would call defensive training, but North Korea has always seen those things as offensive and as a potential threat to them. They're also very upset right now because earlier Tuesday, U.S. officials warned that they were actually thinking about putting more sanctions against North Korea in retaliation for the cyber attack, which happened a couple of months ago against Sony. So, Washington still blaming, North Korea for that. North Korea obviously says that's probably not really what happened there. But, and there's actually quite a few people in the tech industry that say that that's not at all what happened there as well. So, there you go. Moving on to some national news, I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Boehner escaping with his life, luckily, just over this last week. But the top news right now is that the FBI has saved House Speaker John Boehner's life from an evil plot to kill him by his bartender, who is a gentleman named Michael Robert Hoyt. He's a 44-year-old Ohio resident. And what's, well, I think it's kind of funny about this, is that Mr. Hoyt said very specifically that he wanted to kill Mr. Boehner because, well, the devil told him to do it through his car speaker. Also, the devil told him that Mr. Boehner was directly responsible for Ebola, and so he must be removed. So, the country club bartender obviously said he's going to kill him because Ebola, which is obviously hilarious, but the murder plots contemplated by Hoyt involve shooting Boehner, Boehner, with a 380 automatic or poisoning his drink at the bar. Hoyt has been reported as previously treated for psychotic episodes. But he has reportedly stopped taking his medication recently. So Mr. Boehner luckily escaping with his life after the FBI has foiled an evil plot from a gentleman who heard the devil through his car stereo system telling him to kill Mr. Boehner. So it's a good thing that the FBI is just so all over this stuff. I'll tell you what, I don't know what Mr. Boehner would do without them. Okay, let's see here. Here's another ridiculous story. Let's all collectively make fun of this middle school principal in Alabama, because this is honest. This is a real story. This is coming out of IntelliHub, and it's absolutely ridiculous. So this Alabama middle school principal has suggested a new method for defending classrooms against armed intruders. What he wants to do, and he sent a letter home to the parents outlining this plan, what he wants to do, ladies and gentlemen, is he wants to arm each student individually with a canned food item, like corn or beans or peas, right? 8-ounce canned food item. The idea is that when an armed assailant bursts into a classroom, all of the students would reply immediately and in unison by hurling these 8-ounce cans of either corn or beans or peas or whatever it is that a hash or, any of that kind of stuff. Hurl the 8-ounce can at the assailant, thereby, rendering him unconscious or at least bewildered, to say the least. But that's the plan. This principal sent this letter home in a response to school shootings like the Sandy Hook massacre. And he suggests that students at the W.F. Burns Middle School there in Valley, Alabama, arm themselves with 8-ounce cans of food to hurl in an emergency. And additionally, the letter, which is about the silliest thing I've read in a long time, points out how the school hopes that these canned food items will never have to be used. Okay, it's just best to be prepared. And it was signed individually by the principal there from the school. And they also cite the need and the fact that the school there is dedicated to keeping the children safe. I'm not even sure what to say about that. But if you have anything you'd like to say, again, the name of the school there is the W.F. Burns Middle School. It's there in Valley, Alabama. Priscilla Hawley there is the principal, and Donna Bell, the assistant principal, both signing this letter requesting students be armed with 8-ounce cans of food to hurl at an armed assailant should the event arise. Oh, man, that's good stuff. I should almost save that for Friday. That's funny stuff. Oh, and here's something that's not very funny, but it's also nonetheless true that you might not believe. Right now, the internet's kind of blowing up with the story about the 9-year-old boy currently being held behind bars because he stole a pack of gum. Did you guys hear about that story? So this young gentleman apparently stole a pack of gum, and he missed his court date. Okay, so now they issued an arrest warrant for him. Even the chief of police came out and said, this is absolutely ludicrous that we're getting ready to go arrest this 9-year-old boy for missing a court date. But meanwhile, he's been arrested. He's in juvenile detention center right now, awaiting trial. He's 9 years old. And we're talking about a pack of gum. It's just obviously completely ridiculous here. So the police officers there apparently have got nothing better to do in Ohio. And apparently his parents couldn't get him to court, so that's why he didn't make it. So again, he's booked at a juvenile detention center there in Ohio. And I'm sorry, in Idaho. And meanwhile, right now, officials in Idaho are kind of backpedaling from the arrest, claiming that they would have tried to prevent it had they known about the circumstances. They said, had we known that before the court date, we would have provided something for the family. This is the chief of police there in Post Falls, Idaho. He says, I wish we would have had more information. That way we could have provided some sort of assistance. But anyway, this is kind of clearly shows that in America, you can pretty much be thrown in a cage regardless of how old you are and regardless of how petty the reasons are. But the silver lining here, we do always like to focus on the silver linings here at Red Pill Reports because sometimes they're few and far between. But the good news in this situation is that that young 9-year-old boy, he wasn't gunned down in the streets. So we can all rest more calmly tonight knowing that a brutal criminal has been pulled off of the streets. And Idaho, what is wrong with you people? I swear, I don't even know. Don't even know. Let's see here. What else is going on in the national news? Lots of good stuff here. So the FBI now has arrested an Ohio man for allegedly planning to detonate a series of bombs aimed at lawmakers and public officials in Washington, D.C., according to an ABC News report. The plan was reportedly inspired by the Islamic State. So here we see another event potentially being nurtured along by the FBI. And I'm going to get into some more details of this story when I come back from a 3-minute break here. But just so you guys know, some other stuff that we've got coming up. Let's see here. There has been a new lawsuit in the Sandy Hook debacle. And I think this one is pretty telling. And it's one that I actually support. There's really bad news coming out of the legislative branch of the government right now. And we talked quite a bit about the easing of banking rules. But there was another piece of legislation that passed through the House yesterday. It's in the Senate right now. But it's going to do quite a bit more to ease the banking rules there for the idiots that are running Wall Street. So we're going to have to talk about that. There's a cool little spy tool that's been introduced in the spy market. We'll talk about that when we get to the tech world. Also, Facebook is finally getting ready to do something awesome, and I do want to support them in doing this. So we're going to talk about Facebook actually potentially doing something really, really cool. And also, moving into 2015, you guys having any trouble finding direction in your life? What if I told you there were 15 questions you could ask yourself to see if you can get your life in some sort of direction that'd be better for you? We'll talk about those 15 questions when we come back from this 3-minute break. Amongst a bunch of other news. Deborah Tavares will be joining us in about a half an hour, so keep it right through, you guys. This is your Daily Dose of Deep Programming. My name is JD. We are live. We'll be right back.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at DukeUSA.org. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Down the rabbit hole with Popeye, Tuesday through Friday, Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to Red Pill Reports, you guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us through that 3-minute break. And thank you all of you guys for joining us in the chat room right now. It's fun having a little bit of conversation going on during the show. Get you guys' insights on some of these news articles that maybe I'm missing. I love it. The interaction is fantastic. Definitely looking forward also to Deborah Tavares joining us in about a half an hour. I'll tell you what, this Agenda 21 thing, a lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people are not aware of how absolutely insidious this plan is right now, and nobody's really at the forefront of that investigative research like Deborah Tavares is. So I tell you guys, what is being told to me is that so many people respect her work, and I as well respect her work and just cannot wait to be speaking with her. I want to get back into the national news right now. We've got only about 25 more minutes to get through a lot of news today, but I do want to talk a little bit about this supposed ISIS threat against the capital and lawmakers there. The gentleman's name responsible supposedly is Christopher Lee Cornell. He also goes by an Islamic name that I cannot pronounce, unfortunately. But officials told ABC that he viewed American lawmakers as enemies, and he has now been charged with attempting to kill a U.S. public official. Specifically, Cornell is accused of planning an assault on the U.S. Capitol that included setting off pipe bombs and using firearms to shoot officials and others after these explosives were detonated. Prior to his arrest, the 20-year-old Cornell was allegedly taking the final steps, according to the FBI, in his plan, setting up travel arrangements to D.C., buying 2 semi-automatic weapons and 600 rounds of ammunition. Court documents also stated that he made contact with an FBI informant, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, meeting twice in person last year during the meetings. Okay, so they knew that this was going on last year. Hello. Nurtured event. I'm just going to keep using that phrase over and over and over again, because this is how they do it, is they find people who are mentally whack nuts, and they start talking to them, and they start pushing the ideas on them, and then they start saying, hey, maybe you should go and, I don't know, shoot some people in the Capitol, and then we'll have an informant meet you, and then we'll start arranging your travel, and then we'll arrest you at the last minute, and we'll take all the glory as if we somehow foiled some plan that we haven't known about for a year. It's just completely par for the course and the absolute epitome of how the FBI operates. I would be very surprised if they have ever foiled a plot that they were not directly related to. And that's just my own inkling on that, but there you go. I'm going to skip over that one. We'll go into this another situation here that developed in Portland over this last couple of days. A 19-year-old is accused of threatening workers repeatedly at a Northeast Portland deli when he was not able to buy a single cigarette. He then threatened to blow up the entire store in the name of Allah. He threatened the store owner, coincidentally also Muslim, but he was booked into a downtown Portland jail on the warrant on Friday. And Abdallah Muhammad is his name. He's accused of making disparaging remarks about Jews and Israel in July, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. So this happened again a while ago, but now coming around and now arresting this young man. They're really cracking down. Ladies and gentlemen, you stalk out about anything these days, you're potentially going to be rounded up. 4 top secret service executives. Sorry, I didn't come out right. 4 top secret service executives told to leave their posts just yesterday in an agency shakeup. So the Secret Service is forcing out 4 of its most senior officials, while 2 others are retiring probably in the same kind of push here. And the biggest management shakeup at the troubled agency since its director resigned in October after a string of security lapses. These departures will gut much of the Secret Service's upper management, which has been criticized in recent months by lawmakers and administration officials who say that it has fostered a culture of distrust between agency leaders and its rank and file and made poor decisions that helped erode the quality of this once elite agency. So the acting director, Joseph Clancy, on Tuesday informed the four assistant directors who oversee the Secret Service's core missions of protection, investigations, technology, and public affairs that they must leave their leadership position. So the departure of six out of the agency's eight assistant directors follows a scathing report last month by the Department of Homeland Security's appointed panel that concluded that the agency is suffering from low morale among its rank and file and is also starved for leadership. Clancy cited this DHS review as well as citing his own assessments and making this decision this week. So big changes coming to the Secret Service there in Washington, D.C. Moving on to an incident that happened in Texas just yesterday. Eight inmates and two correction officers died on Wednesday when a prison bus skidded off a icy West Texas highway and slid down an embankment and collided with a passing freight train. So we're talking about just about as bad of an accident as you could possibly have happening there in Texas. Only two people surviving that crash there. Very tragic, tragic stuff. Here's a report out of Albuquerque that should make all of you very, very angry. We had the good report, I think it was just on Monday, where two of the Albuquerque police officers that were responsible for killing the homeless man there in Albuquerque over the summer were being indicted for murder. Obviously, finally, right? We see it. It's on the video. They killed this guy. Ridiculous. They need to go to jail. Been indicted. So a day after the new Mexico prosecutor charged those two police officers in the shooting death of that mentally homeless man last year, Albuquerque officials now have refused to allow representatives from the DA's office to participate in the investigation of a new officer-involved shooting that occurred on Tuesday. So according to KRQE, the chief deputy district attorney, Sylvia Martinez, was barred from a briefing about a shooting that occurred Tuesday evening because, as she was told, the district attorney office, quote-unquote, has a conflict of interest because they charged the officers who shot the homeless man last year. Wow. So the DA's office typically plays a vital role in investigating police-involved shootings, issuing warrants, providing legal counsel for the officers involved, and determining whether a shooting was justified. But when DA Martinez attempted to enter the briefing about Tuesday's shooting, City Attorney Catherine Levy told her that the officers would not be needing any legal help or any legal advice and that she could essentially just go home. She goes on to say she's never seen anything like this before, and obviously this could compromise the integrity of the investigation in this new shooting. Just absolutely unbelievable that even after this shooting, resulted in a major investigation by the DOJ saying that, yes, in fact, Albuquerque does have a bad habit of police brutality, and perhaps things should be done to curb that. We see something like this happen, where now they're barring the DA from investigating, from doing her job. Just absolutely crazy. So if you're in Albuquerque right now, I'd get on the horn, start calling letters calling these people, writing some letters, getting some emails sent out. I mean, geez Louise, you gotta make these people accountable in some way. Moving on to New York right now, some fights nearly broke out during a meeting of the New York County Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, according to the New York Daily News. Union members were apparently very upset that the president of the 23,000 member strong union, Patrick Lynch, continued to place an apology from Mayor Bill de Blasio at the head of the agenda. And at the agenda, I used to speak English once when I was young. One cop reportedly yelled, "We don't want an apology. This is what my members want. We want more cars, better vests, and more manpower." It's interesting because it seemed to be that his supporters and his and the people who are anti-Lynch were pretty divided in terms of the boroughs. There were most of his supporters were hailing from Manhattan, and a lot of people who were criticizing him were from the Bronx and from Brooklyn. Lynch later released a statement in which he acknowledged the frustration that was expressed by a few agitators bent on their own self agendas, but noted that they are rightly angered by the lack of support from City Hall, the dangerous lack of staffing, and the lack of proper equipment to deal with the lethal environment that we face, and the, here's the key sentence in this entire article, guys, pay attention to this, and the reinstituted quota policies. Okay, we've talked about this ad nauseum on the program. Obviously, the indication from the higher-ups at the NYPD was, hey, we're missing out on about $10 or $11 million a week in parking tickets. So they have now been instructed to reinstate the quotas. Of course, the quotas have nothing to do with keeping you safe and protected. They have to do with generating revenue for the state. Probably the most clear-cut example of state oppression that you could possibly identify with. Again, also bearing in mind that they're forcing you into contract against your will when they give you one of these quote-unquote tickets. And they're also forcing you to take on a tax liability, because what they're demanding of you is that you change your time, talent, and energy over into Federal Reserve notes, and then turn those Federal Reserve notes over into the law enforcement agencies there, which again opens you up for tax liability. I don't know about you, but I would prefer not to earn Federal Reserve notes, because again, they are a foreign currency here in our country. But again, quotas being reinstituted there in New York, definitely a big story being buried there by the mainstream, in my opinion. Sandy Hook families have now instituted a second lawsuit. We talked about the one that just hit, I think it was last Monday, maybe the week before, where the families have gotten together an attempt to sue Bushmaster. What they're trying to do there is a negligent entrustment exemption, which is essentially saying that a party can be held responsible for entrusting a product, in this case the Bushmaster rifle, to another party who then causes harm to a third party. So again, a ridiculous line of legal reasoning, and I would imagine that the lawsuit against Bushmaster will probably not succeed. But again, our legal system is completely ridiculous, so who knows what's going to happen there. But now a new lawsuit, as I mentioned, at least two families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now filed a lawsuit against the town of Newtown and the school board, alleging lack security on the day that 20 first graders and six adults were allegedly shot and killed. There's a 66-page lawsuit was given to the state marshal on December 14th, which was the last day under state statutes that legal action could have been taken against the community, and recently served at the town clerk's office. The plaintiffs of the estates of slain students Noah Posner and Jesse Lewis, Noah Posner again, passing away allegedly here at the Sandy Hook, at the Sandy Hook incident, but also passing away again just last week in a major ISIS raid. I think he was deemed a Palestinian young man that passed away in some ISIS violence. So really, I'm glad that the Posner family is getting involved with this, because that is a lot of tragedy to lose your kid, you know, in two tragic school shootings, both on separate continents, neither of which really could be substantiated that your child actually went to either of those schools. But anyway, my heart does go out to the parents, Leonard Posner. And anyway, so the families are represented by Norwalk attorney who's also a Sandy Hook resident. He has not been able to be reached for comment right now, but the lawsuit does allege that the town was negligent in not having more secure entrance way to the school, because it did not have bulletproof glass on the front windows and for having doors that could not be locked from the inside. I wonder if in the lawsuit they'll be demanding footage from the three cameras there that were in the office. I don't see any mention of that as of yet, but they are suing for damages in excess of $15,000, which seems a little low to me. If you lost your kid in a tragic school shooting and you could prove negligence against the administration or the city, I think you'd be seeking damages more than that. But hey, there you go. They are naming in the lawsuit the school board and the Sandy Hook principal, Kathleen Gombos, who is erroneously referred to as Sandy Gombos. And the lawsuit also inaccurately names the school superintendent. Obviously, this is the second one filed since the shooting, the other one against Bushmaster. But kind of changing the script a little bit there on Sandy Hook. You know, one of the big conspiratorial pegs that people hang their hat on was the lack of lawsuits in the most litigious country in the world. It's never happened before that a massive school shooting hasn't resulted in a lot of negligent lawsuits. So the fact that we're finally just seeing one, and isn't it interesting that it was on the very last day that it was susceptible to actually being sued, that we see this happening now. But real goofy stuff going on there in Sandy Hook. I'll tell you, I don't believe that anything happened on that day. I've spoken to Wolfgang Halbig so many times at this point. The questions are so simple. And if anybody knows anybody who had a student at Sandy Hook that wants to come on air and actually talk about it, the floor will be yours. I will give you the forum. Please, I won't sit here and negate what it is you're trying to say, but every time I've made that offer and every time someone has come to me and said, you should go to Sandy Hook and you should talk to the parents because that's what I've done. It's like, okay, great. So obviously you've got connections to people that I'd like to speak with. Please forward my information to them or forward their information to me. And then they always call me bad names, and they say, how inconsiderate could I possibly be? Well, you know what? Asking the questions is not inconsiderate. People allegedly died, and there's a lot of very simple questions that need to be asked still about Sandy Hook. Who cleaned up all the blood? That should be an open, you know, public information. Who was the contractor that came in and cleaned up all the biohazards? Simple, simple, simple questions. You know, where? Why no life flight helicopters? Just ridiculous. I know, Lex, it ain't going to happen, but... we'll see, man. We got to keep pounding away at it. Okay, let's move on to some economic news right now because there are a lot of things going on. Let's check out what the markets are doing here. Down just a little bit this morning, about 72 points. So we're sitting at 17,354, kind of continuing the slide. Oil, meh, came up a little bit yesterday. We actually saw some high oil prices last night in the evening at around the $49 mark, and it actually went vertical there for a minute. I thought maybe some kind of crazy world event was going on, and I was scouring the news trying to figure out what was driving oil prices up. But they have settled back down a little bit right now and actually come down just today a little over 2%, but settling back down to about $47.37 for a barrel of oil right now. Gold has been absolutely meteoric. I don't know how else to describe it. $1,263, up another $30 just today. And so for those of us who are involved with carrot bars, happy days are here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll tell you what, I am ready for all of my little grams of gold to appreciate in value hugely. And I think once this gold suppression falls away, we're going to see a major, major rise, or at least see the actual true price of gold. And so that's what I gave for Christmas this year. I gave carrot bars and I gave Numana storable food because I think that those are gifts that people need to have in their home right now. And again, there is a link to our carrot bars up on redpillreports.com. If you want to email us, if you have any questions about why we're so excited about carrot bars, please do get in touch with us because right now, honestly, the gold prices are coming up. A couple of days ago would have been a great opportunity to buy gold with the dollar index so high. So those of you guys who are kicking yourself in the pants right now watching this $30 increase, just bear in mind what Ken told us yesterday is that the true price of gold probably north of $10,000 an ounce. So still pretty darn reasonable when you consider it at $1,200 an ounce. I know if I had infinite resources, a lot of them would be being funneled into gold right now. Again, gold prices in the euros actually surged quite a bit yesterday, up about 7.2% just over the month, which outperformed gold in dollars, which is only up about 5% this month. And it's also building on the 12% gains that it saw in the euro in 2014. Market participants are increasing allocations in gold in order to hedge against a potential Grexit, or the exit of the from the euro of Greece, which could still potentially happen in about 10 days from now. So we are keeping an eye on that situation, too. The euro did slump to a 9-year low against the dollar after another report that the EU Central Bank is moving closer to announcing a full-scale quantitative easing program. So that did bolster the dollar against the euro a little bit yesterday. Bad news for Caesars. Mostly the Caesars in Atlantic City, but Caesars has now going to be filing for bankruptcy as soon as this morning as the final gambit in the years-long attempt to save the soured buyout of the Caesars Entertainment operating company. They will be filing Chapter 11. It's going to launch the final stage of the Apollo Global Management LLC's effort to save some of its $1.7 billion investment in the company, which took place back in 2008 when it was a private sale with fellow buyout firm TPG. So, yeah, Caesars in Atlantic City going down hard. What's interesting, though, is that they're going to try and restructure themselves, apparently, through this bankruptcy into a real estate firm. So that could be kind of interesting to see them. It's always funny to see how the lawyers set up new hoops and jump through new hoops to change things so that they come out unscathed. The U.S. Bank has now eased bank and Wall Street rules. We said this was going to happen, but it is happening more startlingly quickly than we would have liked to have seen. But the House voted Wednesday to ease the landmark law reining in banks and Wall Street, advancing key Republican priorities more than 6 years after the financial crisis brought on the quote-unquote Great Recession. The vote was 271 to 154 on legislation pushed by the newly bulked up Republican majority in the House, and approval of the bill came very swiftly in the second week of the new Congress, despite a veto threat from the Obama White House. So there is still a threat of a veto on this, but I would be surprised if the bankers that run Obama via the puppet strings will allow him to veto this, because obviously this plan has to do with Wall Street and how much money they're going to be making. But the measure now goes to the Senate, where it hopefully will be facing strong opposition from liberal Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren. Essentially, the bill alters section of the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial overhaul. That law had tightened government oversight of banks and financial markets with an eye toward preventing other crisis and taxpayer bailouts of the bank. And at the height of the financial crisis in late 2008, the government stepped into a rescue the government stepped in to rescue the crippled banks, including the largest Wall Street institutions, with hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money. Most notably, the measure passed Wednesday would give U.S. banks 2 extra years until 2019 to ensure that their holdings of certain complex and risky securities don't put them out of compliance with a new banking rule. So essentially what we did is we just offered all the banks on Wall Street a 2-year buffer with which they're going to be able to be dealing with some of these toxic derivatives and assets that they're holding, essentially is what's going down. So will Obama veto it? Meh, kind of difficult to say right now. The retail apocalypse is also continuing right now. I want to talk a little bit about some of the numbers that came out here. A lot of forecasted store closings. We talked a little bit about JCPenney's closing down quite a few stores in the malls, but apparently there's a lot more that's going to be happening. So on the list right now, Best Buy is forecasting 200 to 250 stores to be closed. Sears Holding Company is also going to be closing 100 to 125 stores, along with 175 to 225 Kmart stores. JCPenney, obviously, we've already spoken about, closing 300 to 350 stores. Office Depot, 125 to 150 stores being closed. Barnes & Noble forecast store closings between 190 and 240, according to company comments from them. GameStop is looking at 500 to 600 closures. Office Max following suit, 150 to 175 there. Radio Shack, 450 to 550 stores to be closed in the next year. Radio Shack was trying to close a whole bunch of stores last year, but they couldn't actually raise enough capital to go through with the closing of the stores. That's how bad it is at Radio Shack right now. Let's see. Macy's also on the list, closing 14 of its 790 stores across the country. So retail apocalypse continuing to unfold around us. Not good, especially here, small town. Everything is reverting to either Walmart or Amazon, I guess, is what we're going to be left with here in the near, not too distant future, I believe. Let's see here. I want to go on to this article. Lots of tech stuff. I'm not going to be able to get to it today. I always struggle to get through all the news articles, guys, but Robert does such a great job getting them up on the site at redpillreports.com. And if you go there and look at the show section, A, you'll be able to learn a lot about Deborah Taveras. If you're interested in going to her website, it is stopthecrime.net, and we'll be talking about Agenda 21 here in a few minutes. But in that show section, as well as all the information about Deborah, is all of the headlines and articles I was not able to get to today. There was some pretty amazing tech stuff. I do have to mention one tech story here real quick. Facebook has announced plans to include Amber Alerts on its news feed. It's going to start, I think, in the next month or so, and it will be geographic in location. So if there's an Amber Alert, I don't know if you guys know, but an Amber Alert obviously is an indication that a child has been kidnapped. And right now, law enforcement agencies use billboards and things like that around the world to show license plate numbers. But the beauty is that Facebook is going to do this, and I love it because They're going to get a lot more information out. You're not just going to have a billboard with just a license plate and a brief description. You're going to have all of the incidents, and it's going to be targeted by a GPS so that it actually goes to the locations of people that might actually be able to do something about it. So I really, really commend Facebook for making that step. I know a lot of people are out there saying, oh, it's going to be cluttering up my newsfeed, but it's a free service, you guys. And so why not use social media for something beneficial like that? I think that is outstanding. And really, really have to give kudos to Facebook on that. And I don't give a lot of kudos to Facebook, so there you go. So anyway, lots of health news. Go there, check out the health news, redpillreports.com. Also, some of the other tech articles, lots of interesting things going on. But I wanted to touch on this article from Your Inner Mind, or The Mind Unleashed. It's one of my new favorite websites. And this is a quick 15 questions that you can ask yourself to reveal your life's purpose. And I love this because obviously a lot of people over the new year, you know, we start talking about New Year's resolutions and things like that and how we can better improve ourselves. But there's a lot of people out there that may be struggling with figuring out what it is they're supposed to be doing on this planet. I know a lot of people are having that same problem all the time. So here's some questions you can ask yourself. What gives me energy, right? Activities that align with your purpose give you energy. On the other hand, activities that don't resonate with your essence will drain you. So be aware and use your energy level as a guide. What excites me? This is a better question than the what am I passionate about, because excitement is really discernible for everybody. And the funny thing is that when you find out what you're passionate about, it's simply as easy as being mindful about what excites you, okay? So what kind of ideas come to you in the shower? The shower is probably the most relaxing part of your day-to-day life, and inspiration strikes you when you're relaxed. That's when you're the most receptive. So be aware of what kind of inspiration comes to you when you're getting so fresh and clean like me. I realized I like to sing in the shower when I was very young, and so became a singer. That's how that worked. What kind of things do people always ask you about? Do you have people who seek out certain types of advice from you? That might be indicative of the value that you can potentially provide to the world. What kind of conversations do I have with those closest to me? What subject matters do you immerse yourself with in conversations with loved ones? And what information do you share with the people you most care about? Those are indications that that might be part of your purpose in this realm that we're in here. What do I do with my free time? Actions dictate where priorities lie. What topics do I regularly read about? For me, that's everything under the sun. What reoccurring dreams do I have? The themes in your dreams can reveal a lot about your subconscious, and search the meaning of your dreams to get a better grasp on the esoteric wisdom being conveyed. During which experiences in your life have you felt the most alive? That's a different spin. Following your excitement. And what would you do if money was of no object? Also, what would you regret if you never tried to do it? All of those are fantastic questions. Figure out how you can move forward in finding your purpose. Keep it right here, guys. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with the one and only Deborah Tavares. Keep it right here, guys.
Haven't you always wanted your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker? To get the word out about the fastest-growing news talk outlet in the independent media, Joe Joseph here for TruthFrequencyRadio.com. KTFRN and LibertyStickers.com have teamed up to give you your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker for free. Just go to TruthFrequencyRadio.com/stickers today. And don't forget to visit our friends at LibertyStickers.com, home of the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. Their vast selection and quality of stickers are second to none. TruthFrequencyRadio.com, because silence is consent.
We are submersed in a construct that was designed to break us and keep us broken. But it hasn't. It failed. We still go on because we were designed from an eternal template of infinite creativity and not a synthetic house of cards built on pride and false power. Breaking free from the programs and paradigms that hold us down takes courage, endurance, tenacity, and trust. The reason it is so hard is because to be a free and sovereign being, we have to smash every lie, even if it hurts. It is good to be reminded of how resilient, unbreakable, magnificent, and powerful we truly are. And if anything provides a foundation for that, it is the book, Our Universal Journey. Go to ouruniversaljourney.com.au.
Judith Baker was once a promising science student who dreamed of finding a cure for cancer. This exposé is an account of how she strayed from a path of mainstream scholarship to a life of espionage in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald. In her narrative, she offers extensive documentation on how she came to be a cancer expert and what led to her involvement in the development of a biological weapon that Oswald was to smuggle into Cuba to eliminate Fidel Castro. Details on what she knew of Kennedy's impending assassination and her belief that Oswald was a deep cover intelligence agent who was framed for an assassination he was actually trying to prevent are also revealed. Me and Lee by Judith Baker. Special JFK 50th Anniversary Signed Limited Edition. $30 including shipping. Limited number of these available. Order your copy today at federaljack.com/store.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network. We are TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for sticking with us through that three-minute break. We're moving into the second hour of our live broadcast, just like we do every single day, Monday through Friday around here. And during the second hour, we always bring to you guys the very best guests in the industry. And I'll tell you what, there is nobody in the world that I would trust more to keep me up to date on what is going on in the arena of Agenda 21 and in terms of all of the agencies, all of the codes, all of the enforcement techniques, and all of the lies that are being told to perpetuate this agenda of control. There's nobody in the world that I would trust to keep me more up to date than the one and only Deborah Tavares. And she's been very kind enough to take some time away from her busy schedule to join us once again on the Red Pill Reports radio broadcast. For those of you guys who are not familiar with Deborah, I'll give you a little bit of her background. She is a third generation land developer of residential construction. She's been self-employed in a family-operated business for more than 30 years, and she specialized in land feasibility studies, acquisitions, and building permit processes, including required environmental impact reports, along with furnishing Department of Real Estate subdivision requirements and the entire construction build-out completion. So it was during these processes that the restrictions of property rights became very, very evident under the creeping constraints of the United Nations Agenda 21 through things like the limited use of land, new restrictions, new regulations, and new lies that are being told in order to keep you confused about what's actually going on in the world. And so to keep us up to date and to keep us in the loop on all of the things that we need to be aware of as we're trying to become more independent and more self-sufficient individually, the one and only Deborah Tavares. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Well, JD, thank you so much for having me. And since you opened it up with my bio, which is rather limited, but I, you know, that is part of my history, I want to refer everyone to a town hall emergency meeting that is now up on YouTube, and it's about the restrictions that are fast, literally collapsing in on every single person, not only in the United States, but globally. The name of this YouTube is called Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. Again, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. You can just type that in YouTube. Now, I'm going to be saying a couple of things about that as I move into some top stories. This is a top story. What is happening is because of executive order coming right through the White House, through the executive branch. Again, everything is run by executive order in the United States. In fact, many of you have heard me say before, and I'm going to just say it again, it's an established fact that the United States federal government was dissolved
yes.
by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. declared by President Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. And what we found and know about that bankruptcy is that the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and ever since then, all the United States offices, officials, departments have been operating within a de facto status, in other words, in name only,
yes,
under the emergency war powers. Now, it's important to understand this. Sadly, this was all part of our misinformation, our brainwashing education. And we'll talk about education towards the end of the program today because it's crucial that we understand what's happening now. And of course, what happened then is not, very few of us ever knew that the United States had been dissolved. Certainly that sits upon the fact that in 1913, our monetary backed gold dollar was taken, all the gold was confiscated, and we have now phony debt currency.
Yes.
So when you look at that aspect of our reality and you build up from there, you can only build into mass, mega corporate corruption to the highest disregard of ethics, morals, and regard for life itself. And that's what all of us are seeing now. Again, we think of UN Agenda 21 as being something perhaps a little distance or beyond our borders. We see it happening in the United States. Again, it's happening right out of the Oval Office via the president. It doesn't matter who is the president, by executive order. So now, what do the climate action plans mean? Well, first of all, I again recommend everyone watch Who is Running America and the CAP. You can also go to our website, stopthecrime.net. And you can go to quick links, and you can look at the climate action link that we have. But the YouTube I'm referring all of you to listen to is an assembly of the documents, many of those documents I have on that link, to put it together. And that's what's so important, for everyone to understand that your cities and your counties have adopted these plans, or they are already in the process of doing so. What do these plans in general do? Well, first, smart meters are required. The plans are based upon the false science that we must all reduce our CO2 emissions. Again, this is falsified science. Anything that's based on the idea that climate change is as a result of all of us is of course false science. We've
yes.
got to stand up and really say that loud and clear without holding back. And understand, it's important to also watch our YouTube Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, that YouTube is Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Now, the reason I'm referring that YouTube to you is I do talk about the report from Iron Mountain that came out a couple of years after JFK was assassinated. And the report from Iron Mountain, one of the main themes was to determine the optimum levels of destruction of life, the destruction of property, and the destruction of all natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, and you also look at the fact that it talked about organized repression of minority groups, the reestablishment of slavery, we're all being massively enslaved, the deliberate intensification and poisoning and pollution of the air, the water, and the food supply, and the long-range planning and budgeting of the optimal number of lives to be destroyed on an annual basis in overt warfare. This is what the report outlines. It also outlines the intentional pollution and poisoning of the planet, which I detail many of the methods in which our planet has been poisoned, again, in this YouTube entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. You can go to our YouTube channel on stopthecrime.net and look at the other YouTubes, because we certainly attended some meetings here recently that we have up. One is called Kill Arc Storm. I would recommend everyone take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
The betrayal within our cities, within our counties, within our states is absolutely beyond what most people realize. The EPA and all of the corporate government agencies have been put in place to shred America, absolutely, to shred America. That includes the Department of Interior, NASA, the Scripps Institute. The list is very long, and I have a list in that YouTube, again, Water Wars, so I recommend everyone take a look at that. Everything that I'm talking about is backed by documents.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important things is that this is all document supported, and we recommend you download some of these documents. So everything on StopTheCrime.net is a free download. Now, not everyone can download, so if you're not able to download for free, you can contact a print shop that will, for the cost of printing and shipping only, send you whatever document you would like. And you can do that by calling area code 707-824-9850. Again, 707-824-9850. And also the other line for that is 707-586-9558. Again, 707-586-9558. That's actually a better line to call on.
Okay.
707-586-9558. Okay, so rolling into this, the climate action plan to see where that is in process in your town, simply type in the name of your town, followed by policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You'll likely find a PDF or a discussion with policies that have already been implemented and adopted. In general, the United States was to have reduced greenhouse gas emissions 20% below 1990 levels by the end of 2020. But those numbers keep changing. Recently, there was a meeting overseas where suddenly the United States is shortening that time frame.
Huh.
Here in Sonoma County in Northern California, where I am, the reduction requirements are the most aggressive in the entire country. We are supposed to reduce our CO2 emissions 25% below 1990 levels.
Wow.
By the end of 2015. So what does that look like? It looks like agencies calling your home, and you can type in again the name of your city, followed by companies that will come out and give you a free energy audit. So energy audit companies, type that in after the name of your town. It will cascade down. You've likely already had a phone call from your utility company offering a free home energy audit. Kindly decline, because what happens is your property ends up on a national database through the Department of Energy, and then you become targeted for required retrofitting.
Mm.
The states right now have there's 31 states and the District of Columbia have approved a PACE home loan, P-A-C-E, home loan, for you to apply for when you are required to retrofit your homes with inefficient appliance replacements, all Energy Star, RFID-chipped, communicating, radiating, pulsating frequency appliance equipment that will then read to your smart meter, which is required on the outside of your home. They're also requiring cool roofs, insulation, replacement of windows, weather stripping. Now, a lot of those things are great, and people should conserve on energy. But this is a requirement. If you do not do this, then you will be written up, and you will be violating codes. Now, this statement that I'm going to make right now is crucial for everyone to hear, and I'm going to say it slowly. As a land developer, okay, of over 30 years, this is a fact. With these plans, this new green economy, and particularly the climate action plans as they relate to all structures in the United States and abroad as well. The new green economy is developing jobs based on enforcement of policies that are based on fraudulent science. So let's be clear on that. It's all based on fraudulent science. No matter how much we reduce our CO2 emissions, we will not change the climate. So based on that, this is a reality. Every single structure is not compliant. Every single structure.
Wow.
A new business reality is being invented. A business reality of new loans to indebt all of us further as we struggle to meet the requirements of these new green energy regulations in each and every single one of our cities and counties. And this is happening everywhere. So you're not excluded. You may think, well, I live down a long, dusty road in the middle of nowhere. They won't find me. Oh, yes, they will. So I can say to you that, again, it's time to start speaking up. It's time to start putting magnets on your cars if you're not inclined to speak up, stating that global warming and climate change is based on falsified science. We've got to start speaking up. Our silence is our consent, and we must not consent to letting people come in and do in-home energy audits. We have a form on our website for government employees and agents that you can download. It's a two-page form just telling them that you don't consent and asking them to provide you with the statutory law that you agreed to and you voted for that allows them to levy this rule, this ordinance on you. None of us voted for any of this,
right.
Not at all. So it's important to understand where you can position yourself with not consenting. We've got to give you something to do, and not consenting is obviously the first line of defense.
Mm-hmm. I want to interject just really quickly, if I might, Deborah, just for people out there who might be on the fence about the whole global warming initiative, you know, man-made global warming versus something else. I want you guys to do a search for Maurice Strong. It's a guy, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Strong is his last name. He was the first guy that introduced the concept of carbon taxes at the UN back in the 80s at the request of the Rockefeller the organization, the Rockefeller gentlemen that were there. So just bear in mind that this initiative has been only about commerce since the get-go. And if you have any questions about that, I know that Deborah has tons and tons of information on stopthecrime.net, but just as another little key piece of information, Maurice Strong would be somebody you want to look into. Going back to you, Deborah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's exactly right. We can no longer afford to be on the fence by ignorance.
Right.
We have sadly been greatly misinformed and mind-controlled through an educational system that was intended to create what we face today. So let's be clear, that is an important reality that we must accept, and we must figure it out for ourselves so that we can be strong in our understanding and speak up and speak out and tell your children and your grandchildren. We'll talk about education towards the end of the program, but I want to quickly run through something that's happening here in our county. JD, it's called Incubator Farms.
Okay.
What they're doing on some of the open space land that they're consuming as part of the Wildlands Project, it's very important to understand all of our cities and counties are acquiring property and they're putting it in parks and perpetual preserves, they're saying, for the next generation to enjoy nature. Well, they're utilizing one of, and also they're taking it out of the property tax rolls in that process. So they're limiting the property taxes that are collected in the county, which is why our roads are not being repaired and why right now here in Northern California, they're looking to start reducing our volunteer fire districts that serve all of the properties that are in the country. That is in process right now. And on the front of our little paper here in Sonoma County, called the Sonoma County Gazette, dated in January of 2015, it says on the front, what is an incubator farm? Well, I was curious. I was thinking, what is an incubator farm?
Mm-hmm. As am I.
Well, I learned very quickly that they're utilizing the property that they have put into a taxless-based wildlands project preserve, and this is what they're saying. The incubator farm is the next step for many who cannot find or afford land on their own. It provides a small plot, shared infrastructure, access to equipment, business training, and mentoring for reduced rate for up to 5 years.
Wow.
The use of an incubator farm is becoming a national trend and the district and the universities are pleased to join that national movement by supporting local farmers and ranchers in Sonoma County.
That sounds like sharecropping to me.
It is. It's slave labor. Okay,
right.
So I'm going to read you this quote. Providing our beginning farmers land, capital, business training is absolutely essential in preserving small-scale agriculture in Sonoma County and transforming our food system as a whole.
Wow.
Now, let's talk about that quickly. This is absolutely tenant farming. This is slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never own the land. They're going to obviously have to pay for it in some way, and they've only got a 5-year term on it because that's what I read. And this is sustainable agriculture when we know Monsanto will not approve of this. Monsanto is behind the scenes. We're going to get into that in a minute. We also are faced with the reality that we're looking at 3D printed food. I'm going to get into that also in a minute. I know that sounds insane, and it most absolutely is, but it's in their documents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the incubator farm is a way in which to collapse our food supply. Certainly, they're taking away the opportunity for our existing farmers and ranchers to exist because under the climate action plans, their properties are in an unsustainable location. If the properties are not within the city growth boundaries, those properties are considered sprawl and unsustainable and must be returned to wild lands. In other words, they must be allowed to return to nature in its entirety with no human activity. That is what it says in the plan. So here we have a false promise now of incubator farms when in fact this is absolutely, as you said, slave labor and sharecropping. So it's a way in which to appease the young people that are passionate about wanting to grow organic or whatever it is they want to grow. They are worried about the water resources, et cetera. Now I'm going to move on to water because I just said they're worried about water resources.
Right.
This is absolutely one of the most important pieces of information that I'm going to leave you with today. Primary water, and this is why we do not have a water shortage globally. We do not have a water shortage. We are the water planet, and we can no longer allow the media psyops campaign to frighten us about the scarcity of water. The same plan was orchestrated with the illusion of fossil fuels in that our petroleum came from dead dinosaurs.
Right.
The earth makes petroleum. It is a renewable energy. So is water. Water is made deep within the mantle of the earth by hydrogen and oxygen, and once it combines and turns into vapor, it must surface. That is where we get our springs, our geysers, oases, etc. This is why Israel was able to populate, because they had primary water experts in the early 50s locate primary water. They're keeping it all a big secret. We are taught that water comes from only the secondary cycle, from rain and snowmelt. That is the polluted water cycle. That is, again, the secondary water cycle, when the primary water cycle is the new water that comes up from deep within the mantle. Now, this new water is absolutely pure and clean. And this is why in the late 1800s, early 1900s in Hungary, out of Budapest, there was a rash of brilliance that came out, child prodigies, etc., leading scientists. They were drinking mother's milk. They were drinking primary water.
Really?
Which increases our IQ. We're being given massively poisoned water on purpose to dumb us down. It's all part of the overall poisoning campaign
mm-hmm.
that has been launched over many decades. Again, I strongly urge you, everybody, watch the new YouTube we have up called Water Wars. Stealing water for profit and power. You will see exactly how they poisoned the groundwater table, and they're doing that now with fracking.
Mm-hmm.
They are poisoning the groundwater table. Now, one of the most important documents that I would request everyone download and take a look at is on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link. At the top of that link, you will see a document that we found out of Oxford, England, and it's entitled Water Market USA, Global Water Intelligence. I'm recommending that you take a look at this document because it talks about how they've created the plan to privatize the water in the United States with the help of the EPA, the USDA, the Army Corps of Engineers, many corporate agencies that many people sadly believe are helpful. Mm-hmm. We're being literally shoehorned into a reality that none of us want to live in for absolute certain. And I can tell you, they talk about the obstacles of this privatization plan in the United States as being several, but here's just a couple. They say that the United States public water municipalities already do a good job of operating their facilities. Ugh. That's an obstacle. Another obstacle is the American dream of controlling your own destiny is a powerful driver in the U.S. So our dream of controlling our destiny is an obstacle. Yeah. Now, this was put together by the World Bank, Rothschild, and again, many other corporate agencies. Mm-hmm. They talk about removing the obstacles and how the credit crunch will see increased opportunity for the private sector. They will be presenting themselves as private-public partnerships to make it more palatable to our communities. All an illusion. Private-public partnerships are a takeover. And they talk that it will be financially beneficial for all, and they also talk about how the environment will break the logjam in the public-only part of the water market. This, again, this is a download that everyone, I encourage you to download it, read it, get it to your county board of supervisors, which sadly do not work for you.
Right.
Take it to your water agency and read it to them. Again, it's entitled Water Market USA by Global Water Intelligence. It is telling you who is in place to privatize and take our water for profit. One of the enormous realities behind this for the highest profitability.
Deborah, I've got to interrupt you right there. We're just getting ready to go to a break, and I don't want you to get off on a big point. So save that for just 1 second. I want to recommend everybody go to stopthecrime.net. All of this information that we're talking about is there. A lot of it is up at redpillreports.com. With Deborah, we like to play nice together. But we've got a 3-minute break. We're going to come back with more of this amazing information. Deborah Harris, keep it right.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Sure, I'm glad I tried that new Iodine Now microplant powder formulation.
You liked it, huh? I told you it would change your life.
Yeah, I feel fantastic, and I have so much more energy.
Hi, I have your Iodine Now delivery.
Oh, yes, my second order arrived. Thank you so much.
Hey, buddy, why don't you ask this lady out for a date?
Good idea. Now that I'm taking Iodine Now, I have the energy to enjoy my life again.
It looks like you're getting back your old charm, buddy.
I'd love to go out to dinner with you. And can I try some of the iodine now?
Of course you can. You just delivered me a one-year supply. Your future looks really great. I finally agree with you.
Iodine Now, part of the MicroPlant Powder family. MicroPlant Powder is available in 15 different formulations. Call 888-910-4367 or visit the website to find the one that's right for you. And listen to our new audio descriptions for every product only at HempUSA.org.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Like a cancer that's silently spreading.
Agent for Truth with Joe Bannister. Sundays on Truth Frequency Radio.
Guys, for sticking with us through that 3-minute break. We are speaking with the one and only Deborah Tavares today, and she is absolutely amazing when it comes to keeping us up to date on all of the encroachments that seem to be resulted from this Agenda 21 push. And Deborah, before we get back into the subject of water, which I know is very, very important right now, because I believe that people really do not understand how quickly the confiscation of water has been carried out around them. The idea that water is being privatized by major corporations, I mean, is happening so quickly that people are not going to have an opportunity to respond to it after the fact. So we do need to get out in front of this thing. But again, I wanted to go back to just something that you mentioned in the first segment, just to make sure that I heard you correctly, because I think it outlines a real specific example of just how ferociously fast these people are trying to get these plans put into effect. And that was the idea that you had mentioned, that just in your little town there in Napa Valley was trying to realize a 25% reduction in carbon emissions by the end of 2015. Was that a true statement? I mean, is that honestly their goal? Because
let me complete that statement.
Okay.
They want a reduction of 25% of CO2 emissions below 1990 levels by the end of 2015. Now, this is based on fraudulent, of course, science.
Right.
This is what we call PFA data, plucked from air data.
Okay.
And I can say to you that that is the goal. We have the most aggressive climate action reduction plans in the entire country, and they're proud of it here in Sonoma County.
It's so really mind-boggling to me that they're focusing on such a pure and pristine area with these kind of draconian tactics.
Well, if you type in our utility company, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, type in the acronym on your search engine, PG&E, followed by the name Rothschild, you find that our utility company is run by Rothschild.
Oh, man.
If you type in Edison International, which is a utility company in Southern California, it's also called Southern California Edison, but you have to type in Edison International followed by Rothschild again. Rothschild literally represented PG&E at the 1992 Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit. PG&E was tasked as the template and the model for all the utility companies across the nation. This is heavy, heavy theft of energy resources, obviously, has been going on for a very long time. Mm-hmm. If you type in Sonoma County, CA for California, followed by Rothschild, you find the heavy influence in the wine country mm-hmm. that Rothschild has. Remember, the family loves wine. They
yeah,
have large vineyards in France. Mm-hmm. They have thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of vineyards here in Northern California. They have partnered with Mondavi. So we are obviously here in the area of Bohemian Grove
right. mm-hmm.
with the Bohemian Club in San Francisco. We are heavily influenced by Rothschild. But every state is. Every level and branch of government is. You can type in the U.S. Department of Defense, followed by Rothschild. You can type in so many, find the influence of the Rothschild family everywhere you go. That, having that been, prior to the break, I was going to talk about how they plan on making money with the privatization of the water supply. They're telling us that they must treat the polluted water. Of course, they've polluted it, and that's why I can't recommend stronger for everyone to watch the YouTube we put together with so many documents and facts, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, because I can't spend a lot of detailed time on that YouTube now. There's so much that I want to cover during the broadcast and give opportunity for people to get ahead or at least know some of these plans that we know are just pummeling down on top of us. But the most important thing is we have primary water. The Earth is the water planet and continuously produces water from within the mantle. In fact, water, as I said earlier, is a renewable, and we have an abundance of water. So we've got to tell our children, they're horrified here in California because they're literally watching every drop, and they're scared that they're not going to have water. And, of course, this is for control, and they tell us we're running out of water. This is to literally move people off their lands that are not informed where water really comes from. And we see many people now forfeiting their ranches and their farms and their livelihoods, believing they are out of water due to the drought, which, by the way, of course, is an engineered drought. We know that geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. We know that. So for those of you that don't, you need to start understanding that portion of your reality as well.
Yes.
You can go to our site, toxicsky.org, toxicsky.org. We have many links to other websites, many documents that are there. Certainly, the U.S. Air Force owning the weather by 2025, well, they're ahead of schedule. So I can say to you, primary water is in abundance, and we must start looking down for water instead of up. Learn the water facts. You need to go to two websites, not, of course, only stopthecrime.net, but we have another website we opened up. It's called primarywater.org, primarywater.org. We have half-page double-sided flyers you can download and start distributing those to everyone you know. The Primary Water Experts website is as follows. This is, again, the Primary Water Experts website, and it's entitled primarywaterinstitute.org, primarywaterinstitute.org. Now, I did a YouTube. This is critical to share with everyone you know. The expert from primarywaterinstitute.org discussed an illustration that they have on their website, and I shared that with him to describe how that visually works. They have a great illustration of primary and secondary water cycles and how that's contained deep within the mantle of the Earth, and we discuss that. Again, the YouTube is Primary Water Explained. Primary Water Explained. Share that with everyone you know. I'm going to throw a few things out for consideration because, sadly, many areas all over the world, in fact, for thousands of years, they have known about primary water. Jericho is a perfect example, very arid, rains just a little bit every few years, and yet it is a vibrant community because they have tapped into the abundance, never-endless supply of water. In fact, it is claimed that there are 3 to 5 times the amount of water under the mantle of the Earth that exists in our visual understanding of water on the surface.
Wow.
And one of the other aspects of drilling and tapping into the water is it would reduce some of the stress from that upward push of water and reduce the seismic activity. For example, in Napa, NAPA, in Northern California, the end of August of 2014, there was a 6.0 earthquake. Shortly after that earthquake, some of the very dried streams and creeks started to flow with water. In fact, one of the city-owned wells became an artesian well. They didn't even have to pump it. And they were all scratching their heads wondering where that water came from.
Right.
That is how the water agencies have been misinformed as well. So it's everyone's job that's listening. Get the true water facts out, because as I will inform you in a moment, they, meaning the controllers, to kill millions and millions and millions of people under the illusion of reduced food supplies because of reduced water availability, because there's too many people using too much stuff. So again, download these flyers, go to primarywater.org, print them off, go to the primarywaterinstitute.org, read the evidence, read the information, and on primarywater.org, you can download a most important book. The foreword, by the way, was written by Aldous Huxley, and it's called New Water for a Thirsty World.
Wow.
New Water for a Thirsty World. Download it, because when this became available in the 60s, the wealthy bought this book up, and it was out of sight, out of mind.
Wow.
Download it. Share it with all you know. New Water for a Thirsty World by Michael Salzman, S-A-L-Z-M-A-N. And again, the foreword is by Aldous Huxley. And you can download that, again, from primarywater.org. So get this good news out. We have plenty of water. We're being deceived again by the true facts of science. Again, the similar playbook that is continued to be played over and over and over again.
Yep.
Don't continue to be tricked. Now, I'm going to jump into a document that I've been, of course, talking about for several years. I refer everyone to this because this is a sort of a foundational document to this latest document that I'm going to talk about. The document is the NASA War Plan. We have it up on stopthecrime.net. It talks about implanting people. It talks about using sensors, trackability, locating people, and it talks about the increased use of directed energy weapons. Of course, many other aspects. It talks about aerosolization of Ebola. It talks about viruses. It talks about hordes and swarms of robotic equipment and machinery. It talks about conscripting insects so much. This is the NASA War document, a free download from the top of stopthecrime.net. While you are there looking at the NASA War document, take a look at the drone link that we have at the top of stopthecrime.net. It is a global interactive map that has little dots representing locations and companies that are not only developing drones, but are manufacturing RFID chips. It's extremely important to understand every single item will be tracked from its inception until it is discarded.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes our pets, which we've known about. They are all RFID chipped, at least here in California. We cannot get a pet out of the Humane Society that is not chipped. I know people that have had their chips removed from their pets, but the vets are reluctant to do that.
Mm.
We also learned that the fish that are grown in the hatcheries and released into the rivers, 17% of those fish are chipped with RFID chips. When we ask them how are the fish tracked once they have the chips, because that's only the chip, there needs to be an antenna.
Right.
And they're putting antennas along the riverbanks. Here, it's the riverbank of the Russian River that goes out to the Pacific. and the Russian River is very close to Bohemian Grove. So they have antennas and tracking along the rivers. And you may recall, back in World War II and other wars, many people escaped their communist nations through drainage ditches, through rivers, canals, etc. Well, now these canals are have radio receivers. Now, that leads me into this document. Again, go and first and look at the NASA war document, pivot that with looking at the drone interactive map. Here in Sonoma County, one of the manufacturing firms here in our little tiny airport that no one would have ever dreamed was going on is the manufacturing of drones. We found out that Rothschild is using drones over their vineyards to check their vineyards. Well, we know that drones are going to be used for heavy surveillance and directed energy assaults. And they even sell out of one of the manufacturing companies that I located out of British Columbia cameras that people can buy. You can stand outside of someone's home and take a picture, and it will see right through their Venetian blinds or their drapery into the people inside the home.
Wow.
This is the type of technology that they're unleashing for the benefit of hunting down terrorists. Now,
right.
It's most important to understand we are the terrorist.
Yep.
We are the enemy. And under Senate Report 93549, it says we are the enemy. We have a de facto government. We're being poisoned by our food, our water, our air supply. And now heavy, heavy surveillance. I can only say it is time to wake up to that reality and understand also how government really works. And it is not working for us. It is the destruction of humanity. We are really very close to the end game where humans are being considered not having value added. In other words, we're just simply human assets now.
Yeah.
And so we're being tracked and monitored and killed and reduced in a massive genocide program, which many of you already know about. I'm going to talk about another document. It is on our website at the top of the home page. I would encourage everyone to take a look at this document. It is absolutely horrendous. It is entitled at the top of our homepage at stopthecrime.net. There's a link right under the banner head of Stop the Crime, Global Strategic War Plans. What this is it's a strategic trend report going on out to the year 2036 and out to the year 2045. This report was prepared by international governments, the UK, the United Kingdom, military, as well as engaging wide ranges of contributors from academia, business, and government, again, both domestically in the UK and internationally as well. They tell us that the extent of across UK government engagement, together with increased levels of international consultation and peer review, are particular strengths of these additions. It goes on to talk about revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, a grim vision going out to the year 2036. Now, again, implanted brain chips and BCI, brain computer interface.
Right.
They talk about increased massive crime in the cities, certainly resulting from not only the homogenizing of ethnic groups within the cities, but certainly they say that the youth will no longer have jobs. They are being replaced by more efficient robotics, and they say that robots will resemble humans. It will be difficult to distinguish a robot from a human.
Wow, that's scary.
So what we have here is an absolute disassembling of everything that we have ever known. All of these technologies that many people are embracing as being wonderful are being designed to take us down. Now, I'm going to read a couple of the technologies that that are really now available on page 27 of this document. It says they have jelly-forming polymers so effective that a kilogram is a little over 1 pound, that a kilogram of the compound can turn the water within an Olympic-sized swimming pool into jelly.
What?
So why would they want to turn water with less than a pound of this polymer into jelly? Think about all the possible uses that that could have when you're at war with people. You can certainly dump it in the reservoirs, in the lakes, right. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
They go on to talk about programmable matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, programmable matter. They talk about materials that can be programmed to alter themselves at the molecular level into various shapes and then disassemble to form entirely new ones. Here's what they say the potential applications could be for this programmable matter. Compounds that can reform the shape of components in real time, similar to holograms, could allow the remote projection of a replica of a person or object, or enable robots to change size, even state of matter, to navigate narrow passages or around obstacles. They talk about self-replicating metal. They talk about the graphene, G-R-P-H-E-N-E, paper. They say that graphene is a flexible and inexpensive to produce and around 10 times stronger than steel. Now, graphene has also been promoted as the new solar panels. In fact, they're putting graphene on the upside of drones that are flying at about 65,000 to 70,000 feet and orbiting as orbiting cell phone towers. And the graphene allows these drones to stay up for long periods of time because graphene is 50 to 100 times more efficient than the already obsolete solar panels that we're mortgaging our homes to put on our roofs.
Right. Wow.
So we've got to understand all of the obsolescence that we get has already been replaced by more efficient, less expensive opportunities, far more beneficial, but we're not being given this information.
Deborah, can I just have a question real quick. Did you have a name for that gel-forming substance that you create that they were talking about?
No, this is on page 20.
Again,
go to the top of stopthecrime.net. It's on a link under the banner, this report, and it's called Global Strategic War Plans. This is the version out to 2045.
Okay.
I'm going to read this. It says nanospheres. Now, I want you to think about this very carefully. A transparent material made of self-assembling nanospheres. That is the stiffest organic material ever created, surpassing the properties of stainless steel and even Kevlar.
Wow.
They go on that revolutionary improvements in body armor with the potential for new ways to customize products, such as painted body armor.
Wow.
A component for strengthening existing metals and composites, and also creating medical implants. Now, I've got to jump into implants because this is an extremely important YouTube. Everybody can type this in. I recommend everybody watch it as soon as possible. I have mere minutes left in this program, so I'm really going to run through this very quickly. It's a YouTube entitled William Pawlak Interview. William Pawlak is P-A-W-E. L-E-C, William Pawlak Interview. Watch this interview. He was a top clearance, worked for the U.S. Air Force in computer operations and programming. He talks about the invention of microchips. He talks about the fact that everyone had its own identification identity. This was stolen by Black Ops, when they went to present this to government officials back in the 70s and 80s. Siemens was found to have been creating billions and billions of these microchips again, biomedical implants in Silicon Valley. Literally hundreds of thousands of people globally have been implanted with biomedical implants. You can look this up. Listen to this interview. Also, go to stopthecrime.net and download this most important document, one of the few that documents a person that was unwittingly implanted with these devices and was tortured. This occurred in Southern California in Altadena. He literally had placed around his residence about 20 miles in different locations transformers that were literally ringing and dialing his implants like a two-way cell phone. Wow. He was in tremendous pain, being absolutely tortured. He had dozens and dozens of implants removed. You can read this report. It is called the David Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N report. You can find that on stopthecrime.net under Hot Radio Show Topics. Again, at the top of the homepage, you will find Hot Radio Show Topics. When you click on that, you can go to week of 1-4-2015. I have the William Pawlik interview posted there, the YouTube, and I have the Presidential Bioethics Commission full YouTube there as well, and the David A. Larson report. So how it works, I am on the Rinse Radio Network at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. I post all of the documents that I discuss on Hot Radio Show Topics that correlate with the radio shows. So when you go to the home page of stopthecrime.net and you scroll down a little ways, you will see the Rinse Radio logo. And above that, you will see download podcasts of Deborah Tavares and stopthecrime.net. You can correlate the week of the radio shows with the week of the documents listed on Hot Radio Show Topics. This is a must for everyone to understand. These implants are absolutely collapsing families. It's causing divorces. People are hearing voices in their head as a result of these implants. They are being identified as being mentally ill. This is a global assault. There are people that are targeted all over the world, everywhere. I have done a number of shows. I would urge that you look at the archives. Listen to the January 7th show that I did. We talk about this. Also, listen to the program that I just did last night, January the 14th of 2015, with a heavily targeted and implanted individual. This is our reality. We must understand it in order to understand and not have the emotional consequences that are planned for each and every single one of us.
I agree. Deborah, I'm sorry, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. And go to stopthecrime.net and get this information, everyone.
Yes, and share it with everybody that needs to be held accountable, ladies and gentlemen. We can actually do this thing together. Gary Milievsky tomorrow. We'll see you.
Truth Frequency Radio is your number one source for news and information without the hate, hype, and fear. We are proud to bring you cutting-edge programs like The Kev Baker Show,
The Christopher Everard Show,
The Freedom Link with Joe Joseph,
Truth Frequency with Chris and Shuri Geo,
Red Pill Reports
with J.D. Moore,
X-Squared with Brooks Agnew,
Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye,
Freaky Friday
with The Woo Crew,
Waking Up the Masses
with Robert Bruce,
Phoenix Rising Radio,
and dozens more.
Did you know you can listen from any computer, mobile device, or from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308.
Or call into your favorite show toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH.
Uncensored talk and news you won't hear in the mainstream media.
24 hours a day.
Truth Frequency Radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.